Today's gospel has stirred up many debates amongst the saints as to whether many will be saved or many will be not. And ultimately, it is not resolved in today's gospel. But what is indicated very clearly is that our Lord is saying we must believe in him and his true church in order to be saved. And so, if many are to be lost, it is because of their unbelief, that willful stubbornness by which we refuse to accept the revelation of God through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, we must strive always and everywhere to study our faith, to grow in our faith, and most especially to beseech God for the grace to put into practice that which we know by faith. For our Lord here indicates that not only the unbelievers, but many even within the mystical body will be lost because those who have the faith do not put it into practice, especially by that virtue of charity. And so we must turn always and everywhere, striving with every fiber of our being to work out our salvation, as St. Paul tells us, in fear and trembling, so that one day we may be found numbered amongst the saints within the mystical body of Christ. And so let us pray and strive always to conform ourselves to Jesus Christ and to Jesus Christ crucified. For what is most important in today's gospel is that passage that says Jesus, while he was teaching, was making his way to Jerusalem, that is, to Jerusalem where he would be, where he would suffer his passion, crucifixion, and death for the sake of mankind. And so we seek to follow a Lord who was good and forgiving to us, and that kindness towards us was manifested in that which was most precious, that is, the sacrifice of his sacred humanity for the sake of mankind. So if and when souls are lost, it is not because of anything lacking in the efforts of God, but rather what is lacking in us, a stubborn refusalness to exercise that humility by which we recognize Jesus Christ as the one true God, and hence the one true revealer of true religion. And so let us strive always and everywhere to persevere in that religion that Christ has revealed, and in that religion which alone can our salvation be worked out in fear and trembling. To be outside of the mystical body is a very dangerous place to be, and to be inside the mystical body is to be in that institute which is truly the instrument and vessel of God's mercy. And so we have greater opportunity, even if we are sinners within the church, to work out our salvation, because we always have at our disposal our conversion through the sacrament of penance. And so we marvel always at the wonderful things that the Lord has done. Let us strive always to truly work out our salvation in fear and trembling, and to offer constant prayer and sacrifice for those who have not been blessed yet to come to recognize the one true church and the one safe haven in this world by which we truly can persevere in the love of God and ultimately acquire that love for all eternity in heaven.
Oh,